David Brown. Cameron Chappelle.
Here.
Jason Cherberko. Present. Coral Douglas.
Hi, I'm here on Zoom.
Andy Garcia Ortiz. Irene Gattini.
Present.
Elizabeth Gatz. Alicia George. Dinesh Kumar.
Yep.
Strinica Hampi. Mac James.
Present.
Ayushi Kapoor.
Hi, I'm here on Zoom.
Srikanth Karaikal.
Here.
Ocean Kareem.
Present.
Anurag Koyada.
Present.
Ava LaGressa.
Present.
Zhongyan Liu.
Present.
Xander Lynch.
Present.
Salman Matan.
Here, I'm Zoom.
Clarice Meffert. Bien Nguyen.
Here.
Kunj Patel.
Present.
Angel Puder.
Here.
Seem Sepp. Cindy Wong.
Present.
I think Cindy Wong. Yep. Yuqing Wu.
Present.
Issa Yeah.
We have met quorum?
We have met quorum.
Sweet. What's the total number?
That's...
Hi, I don't think my name, I heard it over to Zoom, but I'm Francine and I'm here.
We got you, Francine.
I mean, 21.
21? Yeah. All right, 21 people in attendance, 14 for two-thirds, 11 for the majority. So. Thank you so much. All right, we shall now move on to your next order of business, which is approval of the September 9th meeting minutes. It is attached into the meeting booklet. Please take the time to review through everything and see if everything is fine and dandy. Yeah, take a moment to review that. All right, motion to adopt. Is there a second? Second by Professor. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, that motion passes. All right. Got a meeting minutes done. We will now move into our report of officers committee updates. Of course, we have our executive committee brought to you by our executive vice president, Nicholas Brown.
All right. So as of the publishing of this meeting's agenda, we are soliciting voting members to join the appropriations committee and specifically looking for a vice chair of the committee to assist current chair David Brown in committee operations. David should be here later today, perhaps to discuss a bit more of what that will entail. Next meeting on October 7th, we will have a presentation from Dean Colleen Berry on the expressive activity policy. There should be a correction made to the agenda. This is not a new interim policy. This is the draft for the actual full policy. We have been encouraged to tell you that you should read the policy in full. There will be a 5 to 6 page report in addition to a 3 page policy that kind of acts as its appendix. And so you should really look through everything and come to this meeting prepared to ask questions that you have on this policy, because the questions that you ask here will be the primary kind of source of feedback that that is taken back to committee. I will say that GPSA will be formalizing their response in a draft resolution that we will be passing after feedback has been delivered to the committee that's reviewing this policy. So please do come prepared to that meeting. Lastly, the budget for GPSA internal budget is in progress and should be presented within the next meeting. And lastly, moving forward, committee chairs will be maintaining attendance for their committees. And so do make sure that you are being responsive to your committee chairs and making sure that you are kind of keeping in good standing with that chair. All right, to see you, Mike.
To simply add on to the expressive policy, the projected timeline of when that's going to be released to us will be Wednesday. Again, projected, there may be some delays that may occur depending on like the finalization of languages before it's being sent over for feedback to all of the shared assemblies. So once we get it, we'll be able to share with all of the office voting members and potentially share it with the rest of the constituency as well, so that feedback can be taken over and that we can ask for more questions from everyone, so that once October 7th has happened and Dean Berry comes in and presents, that there is a questions, and I'll keep you up to just be prepared for everything. Yeah. Any questions, comments, concerns for our executive vice president? Seeing none, we'll now move into.
Can you clarify something? You said that you want us to read the policy, and there's also an associated report. Is the report supposed to summarize the policy, or is it like a standalone like report?
We don't have the full contents of the report or the policy.
Okay.
You will know their exact relationship later on, but it is to some extent to give context and clarify the intention for the policy and also to shed light on the committee report.
It'll give more context to the ways in which the policies apply, to give some feedbacks and opinions from the committee members themselves that are saying that these are things that need to be changed within Canvas in order for this to be an effective policy. And much more. A lot of work has been put in ever since March, April, and throughout the entirety of the summer. So the whole committee of work put in their blood, sweat, and tears, essentially. But that doesn't mean that it's a perfect policy. They're still looking for feedback from all the undergraduate and graduate students, from all the faculty, from the employees, and much more. So there's always time for more feedback and opinions to be incorporated into that. Any other questions? Seeing none, we're now moving to our Operations and Staffing Committee, brought to you by our VP of Operations, Sandra Lynch.
So since our last meeting, I sent out the interest survey for getting everybody assigned to their positions. You are now all assigned to your positions. If there's anybody new, which it looks like we might have some from the ILR program, reach out to me to get assigned to a committee. Like Nicholas said, we are going to be trying to staff up our external committees, which those are a variety of different topics and different important like committee or important decision makers across campus. So please, if any of them spark interest, then please reach out to me and I will get you set up with them. In addition, we are currently in the process of revising, the operations committee is currently in the process of revising our bylaws so that they make sense, are saying we're doing what we are actually doing, and generally leaving it better than we found it for future GPSAs. So that's the main stuff happening in office. Questions or concerns?
Seeing none. Sorry, I need to swap this carrot. seeing none, we'll now move into appropriations committee. David has not given updates as of yet. He is possibly arriving late, so if need to be, he can give his updates later on. So now move into Finance Commission. Andy is not present for the Communications Committee and has not been either.
Anu is the chair of Finance Commission.
Yeah.
We'll move into Finance Commission.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So without further ado, Anu, whenever you're ready.
All right. Main update from my end is that all initial allocations are done. Appeals have also all been handled. That said, if you guys know anyone who is starting a new club or are not currently funded but want funding, they can still apply for funding through December. But all other pre-existing orgs have been allocated funding and all that's been resolved.
All right. Any questions? Seeing none, we'll now move into our next person, committee person, the Diversity International Students Committee that is led by Ayushi Kapoor, who should be on Zoom.
Ayushi had to leave, sent an update to me.
All right. If you can present that for us.
We are now a team of 15. I have a vice chair and meeting with the new team on the 25th of September. There is a guiding document for this year, and it will be finalized with the committee members' vote on Wednesday. Then I'll share it with the GPSA team for website purposes. Have made introductions with the ESLO team. And soon we'll have a meeting with OGL to define a year-long partnership. we always have space for more people. If anyone is interested, please let IUG know.
Great. All right. For any questions, comments, concerns for the DISC committee, please reach out to IUG before. Our email is also available on the website. We'll now move into a program board that is led by our program board chair, Abel Agresa. Now be ready. Have your updates. All right. We'll now move into our faculty teaching advising and mentorship award committee. Brought to you by Jason Chibirko.
That's right. Yeah. So the current meeting that we're having will be tomorrow, and I'm going to pull up the information, but it's in Warren 430, starting at 1:15. If anyone wants to join who's not part of my committee, just because that's open, but otherwise the committee that I have will be meeting then to discuss updates and then delegate tasks as needed.
Sounds good. Any questions, comments, concerns? Seeing none. Last but not least, we'll move into our graduate school that's led by our dean, Bimbor. Hello.
So first I'd like to make a pitch and then two announcements. The pitch is that we would love to see one of you join the general committee of the graduate school. And Ocean is a representative on the general committee. It's one of the external committees. That is a committee that meets once a month during the academic year, and it sets policy and practice for the graduate school. It approves new programs. It discusses new degrees that are emerging. It's a great committee, but I would be biased. But for any of you who are interested in seeing kind of, as they say, how the sausage is made, this is the committee for you. And so please give it due consideration. The next are just two ideas. For those of you who are interested in going into teaching careers, please make sure you connect with the Center for Teaching Innovation. They do a wonderful job of working with you to develop a teaching portfolio. Now is the time to be thinking about developing that teaching portfolio if you're going to be applying a year from now or more for teaching positions. It's a really valuable thing to have ready to go. And then, of course, our own Graduate School Office of Career Professional Development is up and running multiple programs that also are geared at helping you not only navigate through graduate school, plan for beyond. So come join the general committee if you're interested, and that's part of the process here. We need somebody. So
any questions, comments, concerns for our team? Seeing none. All right, we'll now move into our next order of business. That is voting member vacancies. So hi everyone. I know it says three in the agenda, but we actually have one position left remaining. With the exclusion of school-specific representatives, like the law school or the vet school or accountants and everything, there's one voting member position that's left blank, and that is the Masters of the ILR or Industrial Labor and Patients position. As per our bylaws, once the third meeting of GPSA hits, if there are still any vacant spots, those vacant spots will no longer be reserved for just only that specific program. It'll be open to anyone that so wishes to join GPSA. Of course, the requirements to be in GPSA is that you need to be a graduate student. So sorry, undergrads who are in the room. Entertaining any motions, any nominations for the remaining seats.
Yes. Hello. I also spoke briefly last meeting. I'm the representative from the School of Plant Sciences. We currently are a pretty big school on this campus. CALS is pretty significant. And we do not have a voting member in the GPSA. So I specifically come from Plant Path, which is a field. So therefore, I'm a field appointed member and not a school appointed member, which does not give us voting rights. And I would be interested in having one. So I would propose that as a motion.
Sounds good. What's your net ID?
AL2524.
AL2524. All right. Sounds good. Do we have any other nominations? Going once, twice, entertaining a motion to close the poll for nominations.
So moved.
All right. Any second? Seeing none. I think Gap was snapped up so early. Any seconds? Seconded. Any objections? Seeing none. All right, as a nominee, congratulations. You are our new representative. We'll work things out with Jessica, since you're technically not in the masters of ILR, but you are, you know, yeah, you still have quite a right, and also join.
Yeah.
Okay. And with that, we'll now move into our next order of business, external committee vacancies, brought to you by our executive president.
All right. So Jessica and I are going to kind of go back and forth and give a little bit of context about some of the currently vacant committee positions that the GPSA has requested to staff members to. I'll first ask Jessica, have we had any committees proactively reach out to us on this list that we can prioritize for today?
Well, you just heard from Igor.
Yeah, we have the general committee slated. Thank you.
I also several of the groups that I reached out to, because this list is very dated, would really love to have representatives from the GPSA and have not had graduate and professional student representatives in a while. So that would be Coalition on Mental Health, Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee. That's two students for that one. And mental health is one graduate or professional student. Those do not have to be GPSA members.
All right. So we have General Committee, Coalition on Mental Health, and Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee.
Yes.
All right.
And for that one, bonus one is two.
Thank you. All right. So I think we can begin with a call to nominations for the General Committee of the graduate school. Are there any individuals interested in this position?
For clarity on what that is, that's the committee that Dean Bohr mentioned earlier.
Yep.
All right, we have one nomination for Irene. Do we have any others?
Question, is it one position or how many?
There's two at any time. So I'm currently one of them and we just need one more person.
I'm
interested. Any other nomination?
Oh, it's Tim from Zoom. Yes, it's Tim from Zoom.
Hello, Tim. Are you nominating yourself or?
Yes, I am.
All right, sounds good. We have. So we have Tim. Do we have any other nominations? Going once, twice, entertaining a motion to close the poll for nominations for general committee. All right, moved by Xander. Is there a second? Seconded by Angel. Any dissent? Seeing none. All right, I think for this one, we can just be casual. I'm not gonna make y'all get out of the room and everything this time. So in reverse order nomination, Tian, if you want to give a quick spiel on why you like, you're interested in a general committee, that'd be greatly appreciated.
Okay. I'm just interested because I really do like to know how the sausage is made. Well, I was like, is it, if it's really similar to like what a master plan is, if there is a committee about master planning, for example, the faculty buildings and et cetera, I would like that too. I'm not going to like fight for this position if there's something similar to that, because I had past experience if the general committee is similar to what a master plan is.
All right. All right, and with that, we'll now move into our next nominee, Irene. Alip, whenever you're ready.
Yeah. I can't help it. I have the habit of standing up.
Go for it.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. My name is Irene. I am our MPA representative. I'm interested in this position just because I have a policy background. I'm interested in policy implementation and creation, advising, and that sort. And so I'm interested in, I guess, similar how the sausage is made, but more so just kind of the inner workings of policy implementation. And I think I've been willing to be the advocate on the graduate student side to make sure that we are implementing things that are to our benefit.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, for both Tien and Irene, does anyone have any questions they'd like to ask for either of the candidates? Just to make a more informed decision. You're more than welcome to ask questions. I'll just pick on you, and if you want to ask, make sure the questions are for both candidates and both candidates will be able to answer. Accepting any questions? Going on. Yeah.
Could like both of you maybe explain some of your past experience, not necessarily related to policy, but like any past experience that might help you like make like more informed decisions in your role?
Absolutely. All right, Irene, you can go first.
Yeah, no problem. As for me, I previously studied international studies and economics. I have some background abroad doing conflict resolution, negotiation, and I just have a lot of other collaborative leadership experience. I've been VP of social change student org that I had in my undergrad. I also previously just came from a developmental research background. So I have kind of my hand in a lot of different spaces. And so I've kind of hoped to bring not only my collaborative leadership, but just sort of background in diverse minds, cultural competence, and that sort of thing.
All right,
Tian? Yes, I was a student board member for the Angels of the Arts, which was from Saddleback, and the Angels of the Arts was an organization that coexists and helps with the art department. So if it goes around creating new programs in the, for example, any program, like any educational program, like mass, degrees, et cetera, I did have some work on that to see like I'm finding a cough and it's like really tough. So during the Age of the Arts, we picked out new future outcomes for the art department to see like what future students would like. So that is my experience with something similar to could be like the general committee. And it's more about kind of using your skills and to see like what students in the future would like and looking at the growing trends.
Any other questions for our two candidates? Only once, twice. All right. So we'll now move into voting. I am sending over a Google form to all of y'all so y'all can submit your votes right there, just to make sure that it's not like that y'all are putting the votes out in the open, but still in a formalized procedure. The ballot has been sent over now. So whenever you're ready, please go head over to your Gmail, either your phone or through your laptop, send a request. Yes, send over to Alex as well.
You were, okay, you're
fast.
And I'll be closing the voting period in about 2 minutes. So at 5 minutes. All right.
We're gonna do two.
All right. With the consideration of Duo taking a while. We'll give you 5 minutes, meaning that once 5:37 hits or when somebody motions you exhaust the time of the voting period, that'll be established. Take your time. I'm seeing all the votes come in right now.
Okay.
In the meantime, while we're still voting, I just want to give a quick shout out to our student assembly liaison to the GPSA. Everyone, meet Adam Benson. He is the executive vice president of the Cornell Student Assembly. I don't know if you want to give a quick intro of who you are.
I guess there's not much else to say, or at least that I want to. I guess I'm excited to be here and to participate in this sector of shared governance.
Motion to close the roll. All right, a motion to close the voting period has been seated. Is there a second? Seconded by April Aguesta. Is there any dissent? Seeing none, voting period has closed and we are tabulating the votes. And our general committee representative for the GPSA is Irene. Congratulations. All right. The next committee on the agenda is the Coalition on Mental Health. Jessica, can you give a quick description on the Coalition of Mental Health Committee?
I don't know if I can, but I can at least tell you that this there used to be several committees on various aspects of mental health and well-being, and they've been all folded into one, which is called the Coalition on Mental Health. I think they have a website, but they would really love to have representatives from the graduate and student body. So once the committees, the previous committees were on hazing and on alcohol and other drugs. So that gives you an idea of what this group looks at and considers.
Point of information, Jessica, can you clarify on the term limit?
These are all 1-year appointments.
Thank you.
All right, all these are 1-year appointments. That should be fine and dandy. Yes. Which ones are not 1-year appointments?
Not doing all of them.
Makes sense. All right, do we have any nominations for the Committee on Mental Health? Going once, twice. All right, seeing none, we can always table and circle back. The next one is the Student Health Benefits Advisory Committee. We can have 2 representatives for this one. Jessica, do you have a description for that one?
Yes, so this one I'm told they would love to have 2 representatives, and the reason is that there's often a difference of opinion between grad school students and professional school students. They gave me a long reason why, but I'm sure you will get better than you. So they would really like to have 2 representatives, and it sounds like it would be great if one was a professional.
Right.
And again, they do not have to be GPSA members.
Sounds good. Do we have any nominations on the floor for this committee? All right.
I'll nominate myself for it.
You're going to nominate yourself for it. Good. That's good. Do we have another nomination as well? Going once, twice. Entertaining a motion to close the call for nominations.
So moved.
Any seconds? Seconded. Any dissents? Seeing none. Mac, if you'd like to give a quick spiel, you're more than welcome to, but you're pretty much
in. Yeah. I appreciate you all bringing it to the table, Jessica, you sharing information on it. I just think that overall, all the dimensions of health and wellness are need student advocacy. Just even like little things, as we look at our different schools, just noticing like some of the like products that are available to support people's health, some of the conversations that are very, you know, two-sided that need to be multi-sided. A lot of the stigma around mental health and how this can also fill in with that committee as well. I just think it's a great spot. My number one value coming here was to take care of myself as well as my community. So it feels like a great fit.
Thank you. All right. Do we have any other committees we want to look into today?
Liaison to the faculty.
All right. Liaison to the faculty senate. That would mean that one of the representatives within GDSA will be able to come into and sit in the meetings of the faculty senate, the faculty assembly, essentially. This is kind of similar to what Adam is doing right now with the GPSA, where he is the liaison for the student assembly in here, and same thing that I do for the student assembly, where I sit in their meetings. Same thing for the employee assembly, where I sit in those meetings. I get to learn more about what the employee assembly does overall, and what their worries and concerns are, and then hearing that from GPSA, so I can bring it over to y'all. This position is also very important because that helps out with the shared governance structure. Because sure, we have our university assembly meetings chaired by our lovely Evelyn Bressa, but liaisons also help out with getting the raw details right then and there, and helps with further cohesion between all the four governances. So yeah, this one is for the faculty assembly. Do we have any nominations? Yes, Angel?
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any other nominations? Flying once. Entertaining motion to close the floor. All right. Is there a second? Seconded by Irene. Any dissent? Seeing none. If you'd like to give a quick spiel, more than welcome to, but you're pretty much
I'm excited to serve there. I did a lot with our faculty senate back in undergrad, and I really liked working with the faculty while also doing stuff for undergrads.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And that's all for today for that. Beautiful. All right. We'll now move into our new business section. New business is in terms of more emergent policies or resolutions that were not made into the agenda earlier before. One of which right now would be resolution 2 and potential resolution 3 regarding the budget. David is more than welcome to give a quick 1 minute spiel about it. However, you will only hear a spiel about it if you wish, or the assembly held here can pass with a 2/3 vote to not only read the resolution, but vote it right here and right now. If you choose not to vote on it right here and right now, it will just be pushed back to the next meeting where you'll have more time to review through it. But if you're reviewing through it right now and you wish to go ahead with the voting procedures, now would be a good time. And because it's not in the agenda before, we're allotting only 1 minute just to give a quick spiel about it before we decide to consider it in this meeting in the interest of time. So David?
Yeah. Oh yeah, just to clarify, this would be a vote to consider before an actual vote on the legislation. Thank you.
All right, David, whenever you're ready, you will have 1 minute. And I'll give you one. So, to clarify, we're going to go into voting now. This voting is simply just to consider, which means David will have more time to present the presentation about the budget and resolution 2. That will also mean that you will also be voting on what is being presented to you right then, right now. If you wish to do that, just need to say yes or aye. And yeah, that'll be it. And to clarify, because we have 21 people in attendance, that means that we will need 14 people saying aye or yeah or muting at this point. Yes.
We did not include David.
We might log in and then we'll just
speak.
But
that means
she also left.
Oh.
Mm.
All right.
I got you in.
That's your
point of information.
Yes.
So for this is an actual vote, as in we will raise placards, or what's the actual counting?
Yeah, I'm gonna call for ayes and nays. I'll give a rundown. Anthony, do you think you can, of the people that said they're here, can you just call out the names so that I can put in the yes
yeah.
and no's? All right, so it's gonna be a roll call vote for this one. So your name will be called out and you get to vote aye, meaning yes, nay, meaning no, or abstain if you don't have enough information or cannot make a confident vote or feel like there's a conflict of interest. In which case, David would be giving a clear abstaining since he is the one being the sponsor here. And I will be abstaining unless if there's a tie because I am the chair of this. So without further ado, Anthony, if you can go ahead.
Francine Acklin.
Aye.
Nicholas Brennan.
Aye.
Cameron Chappell.
Aye.
Jason Cherbirko.
Aye.
Coral Douglas.
Aye.
Irene Gatimi.
Aye.
Did I just say first names, you think, or?
I think only.
Okay. Dinesh Gemeyer.
Aye.
Mac James.
Aye.
Srikanth Karaikal.
Aye.
Ocean, Anirudh Koyada.
Aye.
Abel Agressa.
Aye.
Zong Yan Liu.
Aye.
Xander Lynch.
Aye.
Salman Matan. Oh.
Aye.
Can
you hear me?
Yes. Dian Nguyen.
Abstain.
Pooj Patel.
Aye.
Angel Pudair.
Yeah, aye.
Cindy Wong.
Was that a name?
Was it mine?
Yeah.
Was that Cindy? Was it your vote in yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Sounds good.
Yuting Wu.
Aye.
So just one abstention and
yes.
Point of order.
Yes.
Our new voting member.
Yes.
Oh.
Alex. Yeah. Hello.
Hi. I'll say hi.
All right. And with a vote of 19-0-1, actually that means that we need 15 people since that's 22. But we have met 2/3. So this resolution will be considered and David will be given more time to present. We'll be giving you about, I'll give you 5 minutes to present. I'll give you one tap when you have 1 minute left, two taps when you have 30 seconds left, three taps at 10 seconds, and I'll stop you when your time is up. All right. If the terms are ready, whenever you're ready, David. And just to clarify, is the resolution to up in box?
Yeah.
All right. So everyone should have access to box as voting members. You can simply just go search up box Cornell, and you should be shared the GPSA folder where you can take a look at resolution 2 in its full text. Unfortunately, since it's not added in the agenda before, we don't have printed versions, but it should be available. And if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or that, can you hear me?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So, okay. Do I have to go through that 1 minute again because they didn't hear me, or I'll just call them over? Yeah, let's go through. So, other budget comments. Okay. So, going back to the last slide, we have about $115,000 in our reserve account. Last year's target and this year's target, I want to keep about $100,000. So you'll see that there's a $12,000 deficit to kind of get that back down to about $100,000. GPSA surplus. So this is a big thing in that we have enough. We're going to have a fifth resolution later. And so it's not shown here at all. But we have another about $40,000 that we can use this year, but we need to change Appendix B. Which I already have a edited copy of, but I need to make a resolution for that. So that will be too. Discretionary account, and this was an issue for last year. You'll see that we have about $38,000 assigned to our discretionary account. And our discretionary account, as you'll see in footnote 4, is just an account we use for major projects.
So if you guys have any ideas, pitch them and we'll vote on them. But there's about 38,000. If we're allowed to use the GPS AFC guideline surplus, we'll have probably, I'll up that up to $68,000. So we have $68,000. 2 years ago, we pushed for a upgrade of all of the outdoor furniture for Big Red Barn. And that's what we used our discretionary account. That cost us about $15,000. Last year, we talked to the Cornell Cinema about an inflatable screen, but it was not the best pitch. So we turned that down and we never found any other sort of pitches to kind of use that fund. So that's why we targeted $100,000 in reserve accounts, but most of it went up because of the lack of use of the discretionary account last year. So we want to now use that amount this year. So that's why we have this deficit here. Going into the GPS AFC guidelines. So last year was a major overhaul for the guidelines. I rewrote them from scratch. Over the last year, me and Anu have received feedback. We've seen certain sensitive points, and we, for the most part, been very, very successful. So this year, we're only introducing very minor edits to it. As you will see from the copy that you guys would have received in your email, or if you look in the box, it's mostly the same. So obviously, all you might know that we had issues with campus activities, and they have their own set of guidelines that they were trying to push, and as well as something called a funding track, which required these kind of workshops. We don't require any workshops. We pushed back on that. This year, for the most part, we've had a very quiet relationship with campus activities, which is the best for everybody. And for the most part, we reviewed 300 student orgs and only had 7 appeals. So for the most part, very, very successful. Very few edits. And the edits really are, we're updating the tier amounts, which went up. We voted on this last year, but it's not reflected in the current guidelines. Expanded the first funding tier safety net. So a lot of groups, we decided when we're reviewing, we didn't want to defund completely because they failed to meet the requirements. So we demoted them to 300 the first year. Rear and alcohol section, we just wanted to clarify this. It's a little bit more relaxed and is more in line with Rule 4.8 of the university policy. Slightly modified the academic cycle just to clear out dates so that people know when is the last day of the summer cycle, and other minor changes, mostly grammatical and such. That's all, yeah.
All right, with 30 seconds to spare, literally before I could get my second tab. All right, thank you so much, David. Yes.
Are we voting on the guideline revision today or just the budget? Or what would we be voting on, the guideline revision today or just the budget?
So both. So there are two separate resolutions. It's resolution 2 and resolution 3.
Point of information, where can we find a draft of resolution 3?
Yeah, I reached out to the exec board to write that, but I don't know if they drafted it or not. Mm-hmm.
I believe that was reached out. Yeah, an hour ago. Yeah. No worries. Anyways, with that, we'll now move into a questioning period. Now, this is the opportunity for any voting members or even people outside of voting membership, if they wish to ask any questions. I'll simply just call on you and you can ask your question. You're good to go. Starting off.
Yes. Yeah. David, I want to ask, have all committee members of the executive committee, when they proposed the minimum budget that they would need to make it through the following year, was that at least met for each committee?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Actually, exceeded. I think I gave more money than any person wanted. So,
all right.
They got more money.
All right. Any other questions? Yes, Kim?
Just to clarify, resolution 2,
we would vote on it, and it would be to adopt the budget. And then resolution three is guidelines that haven't been written yet.
No, the guidelines have been written. They would have been sent to you.
Oh.
Yeah, that email included two documents. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was one document, which was the full resolution on the budget, and the second document, which is the fully revised guidelines. One notice on the other minor changes was including discussion on GPSA-sponsored events. We did this last year, just put that in the guidelines. That's why I increased each committee's budget so that they can go ahead and throw $200, $300, $400, up to $1,000 to any org they would like that falls within, you know, the GPSA's goals. So that's additional funding to the boards. That's why I thought it was necessary to increase the committee's budgets. Last year, I think it was just the DISC that gave money, DISC and my committee, which is the appropriations committee, gave money to orgs for events. But all the committees up to their chairs can decide to allocate funds to orgs. So that's also in the guidelines.
Other questions? I'll yield to Jessica. Yes.
Can I just clarify, so it's two separate resolutions, but you don't have resolution three, so you wouldn't be voting on that yet. Resolution three will be the funding guidelines, which is for GPSA Finance Commission. Resolution two is your internal budget, what you are spending as a GPSA.
All right, thank you for the clarification. Do we have any other questions? Yes.
So I was looking through the funding guidelines, and it was a point of contention last year when we were talking about the tier limits in terms of the student numbers. And one of the things I just wanted to get information on was in each of the funding tiers, the last item would say the student organization would have X number of members unless exempt by section 6C2C. But I don't see that section. I don't know if I'm reading that correctly.
That would be the AIF. Should be AIF.
And then that's just in a separate document then.
No, it's in the same document. It'd be probably, did I say six? It should be four, probably.
Four. Okay, so then we would need to make that correction. I'm assuming that's.
All right. Any other questions? Going once? Yes.
Yeah, so if we were to consider like potentially tabling this topic, would there be any constraints on like people getting the dollars allocated to them currently?
Oh, we've already done it.
Okay, cool.
So like as far as the number thing has already been approved. So it's just a matter of reflecting it in our guidelines. We approved that last year. But obviously we weren't giving that amount of money. So we didn't want to update our guidelines to show that. So until we actually started giving out groups, you know, X amount of dollars. That way they didn't go to the guy and was like, oh, I should be paying this amount. But I'm actually getting that amount.
All right. Any other questions? Please note that we'll also have a discussion period in general so that y'all can talk amongst yourselves in the presence of the sponsor, of course. Yes. Do we have any other questions for David? Going once, twice. Seeing no questions, none on Zoom. All right.
Motion to enter a 2-minute recess.
Not a recess. It was just going to be a two-minute period. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, David. If you can step out of the room temporarily, that would be greatly appreciated.
Nice.
I'm sorry.
Why would you have the sponsor leave the room?
So that the voting members can discuss amongst themselves, not in the presence of the sponsor.
Point of order. I think it can stay for the discussion.
Would you be having all sponsors meet for all resolutions?
I mean,
I don't think that's normal, so I'm just trying to understand.
Usually, the president, well, as far as I'm remembering from Ross rules, usually, whenever it comes to like procedure for things for resolutions, the sponsor would not be in the room when discussion is being held, because that's the purpose of the question period, so they can ask the sponsor directly. They will not be present for the discussion period and for the voting period overall.
Would that include e-board members too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we didn't do this last year or the year before, so I was just like, this is kind of new. Okay.
So So is it going into executive session?
It's not necessarily an executive session, because the people that are not voting members are still present there. If the voting members would not be returning to the executive session, that would just mean that all those that are not voting members would be kicked out, including Adam. So yeah. All right, and with that, Andor, I will be able to bring him back after that. We are now in discussion period. Y'all are more than welcome to go ahead and talk about your perspective, your opinions about the resolution at hand. You can see the resolution in the box. Please also note that you're also able to utilize your table of primary motions, which is all the motions that you can do. Some examples include if you wish to move into voting, that's called previous question. You can move into previous question to go ahead and vote on immediately. If you do not feel comfortable with voting on this, you can move to table this resolution. You can do anything you wish. Typically for resolutions, we would usually do a pro-con, meaning if you're in favor or if you're against, you choose the either pro or your con, and then we would select you from there. But for efficiency's sake, and because this is a new business and all of you are seeing this fresh eyes, I'm not going to consider pro-con. I'm just going to consider if you wish to speak on this, you may. And in terms of how I'm selecting people to speak, if you have not spoken previously, you are given higher priority. That is called precedence. And if two people raise their hands or placards and they have the equal amount of times they've spoken, whoever spoke earlier gets higher priority. That is called recency. So yeah, we can go ahead into discussion period right now. If you wish to speak to the assembly at large, raise your placards. That doesn't mean you have to get up from your seat. You can just speak.
Yeah, I have a question. In the presentation, you mentioned NGSA or NGPSA and the dash. You didn't mention the money, and I want to know what is that NGSA or something. In the presentation, I think in the second slide.
What is the NGSA?
Yeah, something.
Yeah, it was an NGPS.
NGPS. So is this year they didn't allocate, or is it the past year?
Yeah.
Several years they didn't allocate.
I'm not entirely too sure what NGPS is. Jessica, do you know what?
I don't know. It hasn't been spent. I'm just looking back. I'd have to do research to find out what it is, but it was hasn't spent its money in many years.
I see. Okay. Interesting. So I guess we don't necessarily know what NHPS is.
It looks like it may have been some sort of membership or like being part of a national association of GPSA essentially. So
that would be my guess too, but I'll.
All right. Any other discussers? Yes. Hi.
Welcome to nice to meet everyone. Just wondering how we're able to vote on something that we haven't saw for Resolution 3.
We're not considering that right now.
Resolution 3 is not being considered at the time. It's simply just Resolution 2, which just includes general guidelines and then the budget for the internal within GPSA.
Okay.
Yeah. Resolution 3 will be sent over at a different time. All right.
Can I move to close discussion?
All right, moving to close discussion period. Is there a second?
Second,
Alexander. Is there any dissent? All right, seeing no dissent, we're now moving out of discussion period. Entertaining any motions overall?
You think, Dave?
All right, make that motion.
Motion to allow all voting members in the room.
All right. Sorry. VP Brennan has moved to bring back David into another question period. Is there a second?
Seconded.
Is there any dissent? Seeing none. Jessica, can you bring David back in?
It's National Association of Graduate Professional Students. That's as far as I've gone.
All
Hello, David. We are now back into questioning. So you can find a seat or stand wherever you feel more comfortable with. Yes, Nick.
Point of information to David. David, would you take it as friendly to introduce an amendment to clarify that Resolution 2 is accepting the proposed budget?
Sorry, say that again?
Would you take an amendment as friendly to clarify that the legislation, Resolution 2, is just proposing the budget?
I just proposed it.
Yeah. Yes. Yes or no, would you be okay with an amendment that clarifies that in the legislation?
Oh, you want to edit the amendment? Oh, yeah, go for it.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
In that case, I'd like to make an motion to amend Resolution 2, adding after the first, be it therefore resolved, quote, be it therefore resolved, the aforementioned budget be approved by GPSA for the FY 2025 fiscal year.
All right, that motion has been made as an amendment. Writing will be transcribed as we go with minutes and stuff. Is there a second on that amendment? Seconded, is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, the chair will accept that. David, do you take this as friendly as well? I think you clarified that before.
Right. We're all friendly.
All right. And seeing that there's no dissent, the chair will accept that through unanimous consent. Any other questions or motions? Entertaining any motions or questions? Yes.
Motion to close questioning and move into voting procedure.
All right. VP Brennan has moved to close the floor for a question period and move into the previous question. Is there a second? Seconded by this entire row. Is there any dissent? All right. As the person that gave the motion, do you wish to call for division of house? Or do you wish to rescind your...
Do we debate the measure?
If you wish, you call for division of house.
Yes.
All right, sounds good. Call for division of house. Both of y'all will give a quick spiel on like why the dissent, why the objector is objecting.
Yeah, most definitely. One, you know, this is kind of fresh for us to receive Resolution 2. And looking at the numbers, currently running a deficit of 12,000. I just wanted to kind of question the motivations to extending another 40,000 to that.
We wouldn't. The $40,000 is money we have. We just can't use it because of certain rules.
No, point of order, this is not a questioning period. This is okay. Simply for the objector to explain why the objection is happening.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so, yeah, just a bit, based on how the data was presented to us, bit confused how that 40,000 wouldn't hit that bottom line budget surplus slash deficit and extend us into 62,000 in a deficit. So I'm just confused a little bit at the wording of that and how it would actually affect the numbers that we're seeing in the spreadsheet.
Understood. As the motion giver.
Yeah, I'll retract my motion.
All right. Sounds good. Motion has been retracted and we are no longer moving into the voting period. We are still currently in limbo. Entertaining any questions or motions to vote, table, anything?
Point of information?
Yes.
Is it a budget deficit? Because wouldn't that be a negative number?
The parentheses means it's negative.
Oh.
Yeah. That tracks.
It's a great question.
Entertaining any motions, questions, discussion periods? Yes.
I have a question. Also, it's listed the GPSA activity fee is 63,000. Mm-hmm. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I think grad students are paying something like 50 something. And isn't this too less of an amount considering all the grad student and $50, $52 per student? This will say there are only like 1,200.
David,
so how many do you think there were?
Yeah, if you calculate that money,
it's about 10,000 grad students. You have to include the professional school.
med school, law school, business school. There's about 10,000. Also have to include the TED campus.
All right. Yes.
I move to open up a 3-minute questioning session.
All right. Moving over to 3-minute questioning session. Is there any seconds? Thank my angel. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent. I'll give a quick 3 minutes questioning period. Since you're the one that gave the motion, you have the first question whenever you're ready.
Yeah, David, question for you. Is there any constraints on the current discretionary amount of $38,000 where we should have consideration for adding that $40,000?
Mostly it's gonna go to like byline orgs. That would be the ideal, but we'll be open to non-byline orgs. So just to go on to that deficit discussion earlier, we had a major surplus last year, and we're just rolling, because we did not use a $20,000 discretionary account last year, we're just rolling it over this year. And our target is $100,000 in reserves. We have about $120,000 in our bank account. So in total, we just want to get that back down to $100,000. The other thing with the $40,000, so GPSAFC is a totally, completely different budget. That gets about $500,000 a year. $50,000 goes to the TED campus. We have about $480,000. We allocated $440,000. So we have a surplus of $43,000, and we have additional about $400,000 in reserves or something like that, which I don't want to even talk about that. But we have $40,000. If we change the appendix, we can use that $40,000, and I would only use about $30,000 of that. So actually, if that were to occur, our deficit would be $2,000, not $12,000. But yeah.
Can you clarify that again? Because from what I understood what you said, it would, if we had a separate body's budget that gave us $40,000.
So GPSA has two subgroups.
Yes.
GPSA FC, it's the same group, but we have separate budgets. And because of our constitution, they're treated as such. That we are going to vote, and this will be resolution 5, to update Appendix B, which is the finance one, which will allow us to use both budgets, regardless if you're GPSA or GPSAFC.
Any other questions?
At least the surplus.
Any other questions from the assembly? Going once, what?
Not a question, but a comment. This is kind of similar, or this proposal is kind of similar to how we do things. The student assembly, we have SAFC and the student assembly budget. Technically, they're both from the same, they both sort of pool into the same sort of system, and the student assembly can request from that budget, vice versa, although it's usually the student assembly requesting.
Thank you for the comments. Any other questions? Yes.
Sorry, Tim. On the same topic, so 10,000 students, so, and this is an annual budget, so we are talking about something like collecting at least $100 from a student, right? So $100 times 10,000 students, that must be almost a million.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's $1.1 million, but we have byline awards, which we also fund. So that includes Cornell Cinema, Cornell Concerts, the emergency services. You name it. If you look in the box and look for the activity fee, I would have made a summary, which would have been sent to President Pollitt for to sign, and we voted on that last semester.
All right, question time has elapsed. Entertaining any more new motions? The chair would also generally favor a motion to table resolutions proposed in general, but is also receptive to a motion to approve or vote on the resolution. Yes.
Standard motion to table.
All right. BB Winch has moved to table resolution 2 and everything else has presented new business. Is there a second? Seconded by VP Brennan. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, We'll take this unanimous consent that this resolution and such will be tabled to the next meeting, which is October 7th. Thank you, David, for presenting. You can come back to the ranks.
All right. I also sent resolution 3, so that'll probably come in your email. Probably.
Sounds good. We'll now move into our next order of business within the agenda, which is general announcements. As you know, we mentioned about the upcoming commenting period. We mentioned about the expressive activity policy, how is it draft. It's something we're looking for feedback for and everything. So there will be a comment period for once we get the expressive policy, we'll be sending over to all of y'all. We'll have the Google form ready for y'all to submit your comments, your perspectives, feedbacks, questions, and much more. So be sure to be on the lookout for that. As mentioned before, it is projected to come out on Wednesday, which means that you'll be expecting to get it on Thursday or Friday or so. Enough said, we'll give you enough ample time, like at least a week's time for y'all look at it during our meeting with Dean Barry. So there is that. Do you have anything else, or Ava, if there's anything else you'd like to want to add in?
Yeah, I just want to add, if you receive this policy, it's not for distribution. So it's given to you, you're not allowed to be sending it to anybody else for your eyes and your eyes only.
Or, well.
Mm-hmm. We're going to have some future discussions on that. Sorry.
We'll have some
if
more.
If you receive it.
Yeah. Okay. We'll talk a bit more. Yes. All right. And with that, we'll now move into our open forum. This is any kind of discussion that has not been mentioned thus far within this meeting that we'd like to bring up or discuss or inquire about. Anyone is welcome to talk in this section of the meeting. So do we have anyone that wishes to speak during the forum? Going once.
Actually,
yes.
I just want to say and make it very clear that the discussion that we are having in the next meeting is on a very sensitive day for a lot of people on campus, speaking for myself especially. And I would like to consider that we all be incredibly respectful and incredibly careful the way that we speak about these topics, considering how much they affect people on campus. And while I don't personally approve of us discussing it on that day, if that must occur, I just want to let the GPSA know that should be taken into.
Thank you for that. I will say that this was made aware to us roughly a month ago as well. There was a lot of things that the GPSA board was considering. We just simply have that today to be a day when GPSA have their meeting, and when we gave a good amount of meeting dates and options for the committee to look forward to so that they can present within GPSA. This happened to be the only day that worked out best, as today's date would have been too early for the committee to give in their policy, as they have not released it yet because they're still working on it. And October 14th is a holiday for a lot of people, so they wouldn't be presented, meaning that besides October 7th, the next meeting would have been October 21st, which would have been a huge gap in the timeline. It is unfortunate. And we also want to be conscious of everyone's time as well, which is why we chose not to move this timing to another date, since y'all came in, got elected and or appointed to come to GPS meetings during this time on this day. We are aware, and we do want to make sure that we are emphasizing the sensitivity of the date, especially with the policy coming in the crux of when the atrocities were occurring. So we just want to be let y'all know that we were conscious about it. We did do our best. And during the meeting, we will be ensuring that we are maintaining a respectful kind of discussion overall.
If I could add that the executive board did talk about this for a prolonged amount of time, and we were specifically pushing to make sure that news of the policy would not be broken on the date, such that we could kind of take it in, collect how we feel about it, and then come together for a respectful discussion on the date of October. Your point.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do we have any other points for open agenda or open forum? Going once, twice, my choice. With that, I'm entertaining a motion to adjourn this meeting. So moved by VP Brennan. Is there any seconds? Seconded by Chair Lagarza. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we have officially adjourned at 6:20 p.m. Thank you, y'all.